but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Oh, I see, I see. Was grace that told my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. My fears relieved by precious, oh, that grace of the hour I first believed. Through many, many days, just toils and snares I have. Shining as the sun with no rest to save God's praise and faithful. Oh, it's amazing grace of the earth shall soon dissolve. For the sun forbid to shine, but God who could in the Lord will be forever man. Praise God. Who will go and work for me today? Who will bring to me the lost and dying? Who will point them to the narrow way? Oh, let's say, speak, Lord, speak, my, speak to me, Lord. Oh, speak, Lord, speak, and I'll be quick to answer thee. Oh, speak to me, Lord, speak, my, speak, Lord, speak, my, Lord. Speak, and I will answer, Lord, send me. When the call of fire touched the prophet, hallelujah, making him as pure can be, oh, as pure can be. Then the voice of God said, who go for us? Then he answered, here am I, send me. Oh, you speak tonight to the Lord, speak, my, speak, Lord. speak, and I'll be quick to answer thee. Oh, speak to me, Jesus, speak, my Lord, speak, my Lord, speak, and I will answer, Lord, send me. Oh, millions now in sin and shame are dying, who are dying. Listen to their sad and bitter cry. Oh, hasten, brother, hasten to their rescue. Quickly answer, Master, here am I. Oh, speak to me, Lord, speak, my Lord, speak, Lord.
Speak, my Lord.
Oh, speak, and I'll be quick to answer thee. Speak, my Lord, speak, Lord,
speak,
my Lord.
Saints, I think this evening we need to do like Isaiah did. I think we need to speak to the Lord first at the beginning of the service. Let's all come to a time of prayer. Let's say, speak, my Lord. No matter what you've come through, you may have come through the traffic, you may have come through different things today. Don't worry about those things. The most important thing we want this evening is each person to have fellowship and communion with the Lord. So let's ask Him. That's a prayer I do believe if you ask Him, He'll never fail to answer. If you say, Lord, speak, I really do believe the Lord will speak to us. But you've got to bring our souls into that atmosphere. So let's come to a time of prayer. Each and every one of us, let's put ourselves before the Lord. Lay your soul in His presence. Put your sins under the blood before we come to the preaching of the word. Father, we do thank you upon this night that you've given us a chance, an opportunity once again to gather as your people. Father, how we look to thee. Father, how we just come even as Isaiah came upon that day. Father, how he came by the sacrifice of the blood, Lord, how you sent a provision for him upon this day. Father, Lord, that when he looked and he saw his sin, you know the needs that we have. Father, we just want to come unto thee, just want to look unto thee. Draw nigh unto us, Lord Jesus, is our desire, Lord, and our prayer as we look unto thee at this time, Lord. Heavenly Father, once again, just bringing our petitions before thee upon this evening, Lord, just looking unto thee. Father, we come on behalf of our brethren that haven't managed to come this night. I pray for Brother Ellie with his car. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you'd just do something for him. I just pray, Lord, that he'd be in your house even in the new day. And Father, Lord, Brother David and the issues of work and the things that he's got himself into upon this day, I just pray that your mercy would be extended unto him. Father, Lord, that again, Father, as we'd come into your house in the new day, that, Father, Lord, the family may be gathered around the table. That is our desire, Lord. But, Father, you've granted us grace upon this evening, Lord, each and every one of us that are here. Father, before the foundation of the world, Lord Jesus, you saw this time, Father. You saw our brother Jan being with us, Lord. Father, you've laid this word upon his heart, Father. And we just pray once again, even as last night in the house meeting, that it may be a word in season, Lord, to minister unto us, Lord. That you may do something wonderful within the veil of each and every one of us upon this night. Father, we're thinking of Isaiah, Lord, how when he confessed his sins, Lord, you sent a provision of grace from the throne of grace. Father, you sent the cherub, Lord, with a coal of fire. You touched his lips and you said, your sins are taken away. Let it be so upon this night is our desire. And Father, you renewed his commission, Lord. You put your words inside of his mouth. Let it be so, Father, in the experience of each and every one of us upon this night, especially the minister, Lord, that you'd put your words in his mouth, that he would speak, thus saith the Lord, unto us upon this night, to our souls, Lord, that, Father, we may be changed, Lord, even as we go from this place. Father, many people aren't here upon this night. You know where they are, Lord. Father, the enemy, Lord, is very busy at this time, Lord, and very active. But we look unto thee, Lord, in the power of perseverance, in the power of faith, believing, Lord Jesus, that, Lord, you will just do a wonderful thing for us, Lord, and that you will just continue to lead us and guide us as your people. Bless your people. Thank you for the song worship upon this night, Lord. Be with us now right to the end of the service, we pray. In Jesus' name, we commit it to you, Lord, for your glory. Amen. 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 Saints, we do greet you in Jesus' name this evening. Just want to greet Brother Lamech. It's so nice to see you again, brother. And Peter, his friend, God bless you. Hope you feel at home in the house of the Lord. It's nice to be with you. Like I said, there's many saints not here. I was wondering at first if maybe I hadn't made a clear enough announcement last week about Saturday's service, because a lot of people didn't come. You know, I don't know what the reason is for different people, but the most important thing is that we are here. You know, I just think about how it was in Simon's house. Remember when Jesus went down there and the atmosphere was bad and so forth. But because Jesus knew that woman would be there, Jesus made sure that he was there. You know, he'll go to the ends of the earth even just for one person. So we're really praying. I'm really desiring just to fellowship with the Lord. So we greet Brother Yanko Thomas. Most of the saints have met him at the house meetings that we've had. At Brother Vlad's on Wednesday and then Brother Tony's on Thursday. Last night at Brother George. Most of the saints, I know some of the saints haven't yet met him, but he's a real precious brother, a real precious friend. We'll speak a little bit more tomorrow in the morning about Serbia before the service and introduce him then when everybody's here. But we just want to ask him to have his liberty this night. Amen. In the house of the Lord. Whatever the Lord's laid upon his heart, we're in no hurry tonight. Whatsoever the Lord, as long as the Lord leads and anoints, brother, you just keep pouring forth to your people. Amen. And we pray God's blessing on the word in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. So nice to be with you. So I greet you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I bring you greetings from Serbia. I believe you heard about Serbia. Some which are far away, when they hear Serbia, they think Siberia, but it's not Siberia, it's Serbia. So... Amen. God bless you. And I enjoy the inspiration and the singing and everything. It's really nice to be with the saints here. And even yesterday in the house meeting, enjoyed Brother George singing. If I could sing like Brother George, I would never talk. I would only sing all the time. It's really something. Such a blessing, you know, to see people which are rejoicing and worshiping the Lord and everything. So... greetings from my family also, from my wife and four children. And thank you for the prayers for them, because I'm a long time away and they really need God's guiding and the Holy Spirit, you know, to be there. And so because Brother Andrew said tomorrow maybe I will say some more about Serbia, so and I don't want to take the time. But for sure, I told myself when I stand before the congregation, however, maybe many are not here, I told myself I will have a look on these people, because you are precious people to God, you know. You are the bride of Jesus Christ. I was thinking I will look on these faces because I'm sure you're the bride because you're here in Ireland, you know. Because... it was more difficult for me to come to Ireland and to enter into the kingdom of God. So if you're here, then you are for sure the bride, you know. So may God bless you. Actually, it was not so difficult because God opened the way, but it seemed like it will be. But anyhow, so I want to thank God for the privilege, for the invitation, and for the sacrifice, Brother Vladimir and his family, Brother Andrew, and all the saints, and that God opened the way. And really, I'm just a simple brother, and I'm a pastor in a small congregation, so I want to have fellowship with brothers and sisters of like kind faith, and I want to just be with the Word. It's good to be on this place. The prophet said to be on such a place is the second best place in the world. Amen. The best place would be in heaven. The second place would be with people who are preparing to go into heaven. So I'm so glad I'm in this place, you know. You're preparing to go into heaven. And where could be a better anointing than on this place? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. So if you have your Bibles open, we can have a look on two portions of scriptures. First, Romans chapter 9, the 8th verse. So Romans chapter 9, the 8th verse. And then we will open up Hebrews chapter 6. And we'll read from the 16th until 20th verse. So first we will open Romans chapter 9. And okay, you have a clock here, so I can have a look from time to time. Okay, so Romans chapter 9, the 8th verse, it is written that that is, they which are the children of the flesh, these are not the children of God, but the children of the promise are counted for the seed.
Amen.
So the children of the promise are counted for the seed. Hebrews chapter 6, from the 16th verse, it is written, for man verily swear by the greater, and an oath for confirmation is to them an end of all strife. Wherein God willing more abundantly to shew unto the heirs of the promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation, which hope, who had fled for refuge, to lay hold upon the hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil, whither the forerunner is for us entereth, even Jesus, made an high priest for ever after the order of Melchizedek. Amen. So the heirs of the promise, and we can see the children of the promise, and I want to speak about the power of the promise. And we will pray to have God's anointing on us. Dear Heavenly Father, just once again, we are happy to be here, and we want to commit everything here into thy hands. We want to forget all our things we took with us, and the devil was maybe pressing us and giving some burdens, but we believe you are here to relieve us from all this burden and everything. And we believe thy word is the best thing to take as a medicine, Lord. And I want that you will have the liberty here to speak and to be with us, so we will have such a relationship, and that after the service we can say that really our hearts burned, and we took something from you because we didn't come to hear from man. I pray that the anointing will be here until the end of the service, and even after that in our minds, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. You can be seated. So I wanted to emphasize these places in the scripture where it is spoken about the promise, because God feels obligated to his own promises, you know. That's something I saw in the Bible, and it's a key note you can use when you want to enter into the scriptures and you're seeking answers from God. You're seeking God, you have some burden on your heart, and even when you expect something, you know, it should happen, it's connected to some promise of God. And that's something which is very important, and I will just try to show some thoughts God has put on my heart, because God's plan was always to have faith into the word of God, have faith into the promise. God is making some promises in the scripture, and if you can have faith, if you can apply your faith into these promises, you have access to a new world, you know. Amen. Everything is possible, everything. So even the prophet said that in the beginning God created the world, and it was with his spoken word. And because nobody was there to believe, he believed himself. So he could not ask for you something to do which he has not done before, you know. So when he was spoken the word to create the world, nothing happened. But this was a test of faith. God needed to have faith in his own word. Amen. And that's something which is a principle, you know. So Brother Branham was speaking that all things that you see was made by faith in the spoken word of God. And God said, let there be. And he believed his own word. So that's how the word came into existence. By God believing his own word. And that is very important. And then he said that after redemption and the taste of God in our souls and heart, how much more ought we to base our faith on what God gave us the promise? Amen. So if you want to base your faith on something, it needs to be a promise. Only the promise will deal. God is attracted only to His promises. If there is no promise in the Bible about something, He is not attracted to, you know. You can do whatever, but, you know, God's children, they are attracted to the promise. And having faith into the promise, God is attracted to them to fulfill His word. So, like it is written in the Bible, in Romans chapter 9, the 9th verse, that, "For this is the word of promise." And then he said, "At this time will I come, and Sarah shall have a son." Amen. So that was a word of promise, you know. Because it was a word of promise, it could happen. Amen. Like Solomon came and he came as to be a king. And when he stepped forward, he started to pray. And he said in the scripture, in the 2 Chronicles, the 1st chapter, the 9th verse, he said, "Now, O Lord God, let thy promise unto David, my father, be established." Amen. So when you're approaching God, even in prayer, the Holy Spirit will lead you to a promise which God has made. Amen. And after that, because of that, you can recognize that's the Holy Ghost leading you, you know. Amen. If you're led by your emotions, it's not certain, you know. There's no certainty. There's you cannot be sure. Because you have some emotions, you know. And that's an experience we need to have, that God is making a promise. And we need to have a right kind of understanding of the promises of God. If we take our own understanding about the Word of God and the promises in the Word, we can fail to see God doing things, or some things will never happen, you know. So I was trying once to explain about that, and I need to say that I have a wife and four children, as I said, and my oldest son, Andrew, he is really a blessing to our family, you know. He's 13 years old, and at 10 he was baptized already, you know. And we are very happy that God called him, you know, to see that God is calling your child, that's something you desire, you know. You pray for it, you know, you expect it. And then sometimes God surprises you. He's calling him when he's still young, you know. Amen. And that was really a blessing for us to see our son coming to the Lord, you know. And we expect our other children also that as they're growing up, that they will meet the Lord Jesus like we met, you know. Amen. But he's taking some remarkable notes when I'm preaching. And sometimes he's asking me some really, really serious questions, you know. And you would be surprised, you know. But anyhow, he's still a child. And as a child, you know, once he asked me one thing. He said, "Daddy, you were preaching about the promises of God. And that is so important to understand that God is keeping His promises. So God cannot lie, as we have read I understand that the promise is something sacred, something really you cannot just throw away, you know. And God is teaching us that even our words, if we say yes, it should be yes. If you say no, it should be no, you know. You should not play with these words, you know, because your children will learn that you're just playing, you know. And they will not take serious even the word of God because they are looking at you, you know. So he said, "Daddy, I'm so glad today it will be a happy day for me because I will eat ice cream." I said, "Oh, how come?" "Daddy, I just took the principle you preached. I promised myself I will eat ice cream. And a promise cannot be broken." I said, "Oh, my son, it's not what you promised yourself. But I promise to you, that will happen." So you understand, sometimes people, they get so in emotion that they feel some things about their desires and they want to make it a promise of God. But it's not the principle, you know. You need to be careful. If you have some feelings, don't say it's a promise of God. It's just a feeling. You check out with the Word, you know. You need to check out what has God said about it. But to understand, 2 Corinthians, the first chapter said in the 20th verse that for all the promises of God in Him are yea and in Him, amen, unto the glory of God by us. So we can see that all promises are yes and amen in Him. Amen. So one thing, if you want to reach and if you want to have access to the promises, you need to be into Him. Because into Him, all the promises are yea and amen. So when you come into Him, you have access to all the promises of God. If you find some promise in the Bible, and you are inside of Him, it's yea and amen to you.
Amen.
And that's something which we should really take serious. So how we come into Him? and the Bible says there's just one way. Yeah. So you need to receive the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You need to be baptized with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And when you have the baptism of the Holy Ghost, all promises are into Him.
Amen.
Because the Holy Spirit is the promise.
Amen.
The promise, you know. And into this big promise are hidden small promises you can take. You have access to because you are baptized into this big promise. And that is the way how to come to God. And there is some power into this which is hidden and which is revealed only to His bride, to the sons and daughters of God for this age. And like it is said in 2 Peter, I'm just taking a lot of scriptures and I hope you don't mind because I just like the Bible, you know.
Amen.
So I so like the Bible that it's inspiration since I met the message. The Bible is a new book for me,
Amen.
You know. I was reading it a lot, but when the message came, it opened my eyes.
Amen.
It helped me so much. And I think we would be all in darkness if this evening light wouldn't come and open our eyes to see
Amen.
What the Bible has hidden.
Amen.
So Peter said in 2 Peter, 1st chapter, the 4th verse, he said that whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. So the Bible hits promises into this one promise, which is actually the Holy Ghost. So you see how important it is to have the Holy Ghost. Exceedingly and precious promises are hidden into this big promise. Yeah, and then one of these, that by this we might be partakers of His divine nature. That's something special, you know.
Amen.
But to understand why you are special people, and you know, we were just talking yesterday in the Brother George's house that even, you know, when God is choosing you, He didn't look at your abilities. He didn't look at, qualifications, you know. He didn't call you because you're qualified, but He qualifies the called ones, you know. That's a different story, you know. So when you receive a calling from God, that is because He wants to qualify you to be into one position, you know. And it's a precious thing to recognize yourself as called from God. It's so precious that you should never just think lightly about this, you know. Because when God is calling you, He has something in His mind. And He knows your life. He knows your feelings. He knows all your expectations. He knows everything about you, you know. He knows the secrets of your heart.
Amen.
And He wants to reveal that He knows this, that, so you will have faith into Him when you walk with Him every day.
Amen.
But you are so precious to God as heirs of the promise, you know. Like the Bible said that Abraham, he gave everything unto Isaac. But he had also sons of concubines. But he gave them only gifts and sent them away. Away from Isaac, his son, while yet he lived eastward unto the east country. That's the 25th chapter in Genesis. So it's something strange happened. Even until Abraham was still alive, he was making sure who will be the heir, you know. He wanted to be sure that there will not come some of his sons maybe, and because he is more skilled in something, he will take the inheritance, you know. So he wanted to be sure that only the son of the promise, he will be the heir. And he made a difference, you know. So I want to explain a little bit more about the promise, because there is a secret in, because many people are coming even to the Bible, many people are coming to the message, but to come as a promised son is a difference. So maybe you will follow me a little bit with these scriptures and things I have, so you will understand what I want to say. So if you take the word of God, you know, just, and you read about things, you can learn many, many things. But when God is approaching you, and you approach Him in a different way, then something is revealed. And I will take an example. You take Galatians, the fourth chapter, and you read the 22nd, 23rd verse. And you can read that it is written, I will wait if you look it in your Bibles, Galatians, the fourth chapter, the 22nd and 23rd verse. So now we are reading about things which are written. So that is one approach, you know. You take the Bible, you take the message, and you read things which are written. So it says in the 22nd verse, "For it is written that Abraham had two sons, the one by a bondmaid and the other by a free woman. But he who was of the bondwoman was born after the flesh, but he of the free woman was by promise." So there is a difference. God only recognizes the promised son. There may be others, even by Keturah. But we are just reading now, okay? This is a portion of scripture. "For it is written." And while you read what is written, you have one understanding about the scripture. But if you enter into Genesis, the 22nd chapter, and you read the second verse, Genesis, first Moses, the 22nd chapter, the second verse, God is now speaking. These are not just written things. This is God speaking, okay? That's a different approach now. So, and he said, "Take now thy son," 22nd chapter, the second verse. And he said, "Take now thy son, thine only son, Isaac." So now you have something else. You have not two sons. You have one son. That's Isaac. And God was emphasizing, "Thy son, thine only son." So when God is speaking to you personally, it's different than when you just read what is written, you know. When you read what is written, you can read, okay, Abraham had two sons. But when God is speaking to Abraham, he said, "Take thine only son, Isaac." And that's a more closer relationship God had by the spoken word, you know. So you need to understand that God wants to have a close relationship with you. And it comes by the spoken word, and I believe we understand that the spoken word for this hour is the message of the hour. So when people are reading things in the Bible, when people are trying to find things, they are reading what is written, but when God is spoken to the written word, it makes a different picture. It's much more closer, and you can understand what God wants. You understand? So that's something which is like a hidden power in the promise. If you receive the promise of God in the right way, if you approach God according to the promise, you have a right to hear God's voice. Amen. You have a right not only to read about things, you have a right to hear His voice speaking to you. Amen. And that's the thing why many people, they cannot understand. You know, they read things, but without understanding. And Jesus said, "Who you are read, understand." Understand. So the understanding is coming from God. Amen. So to have understanding, you need to hear the voice of God. Amen. Amen. So that requires a new birth. That requires something should happen. So we have a right to listen to her voice and to understand the message he's sending us, because we are coming as promised sons. Even if I would go a little bit deeper, you know. It is written that that Ishmael was born, yeah, as a son by flesh, not like a promise. What does this mean? When Ishmael was born, actually he was born by Abraham, which has not yet a body change. He was not yet changed, you know. He was the same Abraham. It was just the flesh, you know. The flesh can reproduce a son, but it was not a promised son. It was a son according to the flesh. Abraham was still able to have a son, and it was a birth without promised grace. So when you come as a son of God, you need to be sure that you're not coming just according to your own understanding. But because that's the thing you can reproduce. But when the promised son came, Abraham had no ability, you know, to have a son anymore. Amen. He needed a promise. Amen. He needed a faith. Amen. He needed the power of God coming unto him, you know. And so we are coming the same to the message. We are coming without our own ability to understand things. If you use your own ability, you will reproduce yourself like a son according to the flesh. But if you take the grace of God and the power of God, God will recognize only children which needed grace to be born. You understand? And that's the reason many people, they are coming to the message and trying with their own strength to understand what the prophet has spoken, what is written in the Bible. And in some way, you can do it. But you know, there is no promise to be an heir like that. There is no promise. And that's the sad thing, you know. You know, even when you read the Bible, you know, you can enter into things like, you can read, maybe, I don't know if I have this, yeah, I think it's in Exodus somewhere, written in the beginning in Exodus, that the Lord came down because the people were crying. He heard their cry, yeah? So that's one part of the scripture. But if you take it just like that, you have not the full the full picture of God's will. Because if it's just a cry, everybody can cry, yeah? Everybody can cry. And it is written, he came down, he heard their cry. But there is also written in Acts, in the 7th chapter, the 17th verse, that when the time of the promise drew nigh. Amen. So it was a time of the promise. Amen. It was not only a cry, you know. So that's a principle, you know. That's just a key you need to use. Amen. When you're asking something from God, it's not just your cry. It's not your crying. You want something from God. But there is the time of a promise. Amen. You need to find the promise in the Bible, you know. You know, I helped once some believers. They wanted the Holy Ghost, you know, and they wanted it so bad. And they expected to receive it because they were crying, they were putting some emotions into this prayer, and they tried many things. You know, and then I asked them, okay, you want to pray for me? You want for me that I should pray for you? That's okay. You have confidence in my prayer. What would you say if some bigger even than me would pray for you? Would you have more confidence? And they said, yes, of course. So what if I would say to you that the biggest of the big ones has prayed already for you? Because it's written in John, I have prayed for you, that the Holy Spirit shall come down. So why don't you receive it as a promise? It's for you. You don't need to put much force into it. Just receive it as a promise, you know. So, and then everything stopped, you know, because people, they think the apostles, what were they doing? 10 days, they were just hollering and screaming and everything to receive the Holy Ghost. No, they were recognizing the promise, and they were thanking God for the promise. And that was just something you can enjoy, you know. That was not something you're not sure. There was there was a sure foundation, you know. The promise is the foundation. And then you just built on that. And you thank God every day. So even in our everyday prayer, you know, if you seek something from God, you find the foundation. It must be a promise. If it's your children, if it's your wife, if it's your husband, if it's everything, anything you want from God, found a foundation, found a promise, and then built on it. And God will, He will respond, you know. So don't take any emotions, don't take your feelings, don't take anything else but just the promise of God. There is power inside, you know. So Brother Branham said that what's happening with the children which are coming to God, approaching Him according to a promise God has given. He said in Christ is the mystery of God revealed. By God's great mystery, what the eternal God has had as mystery has now been unfolded in Jesus Christ, then given right down to His church. What was once in God's mind is now in the body of Christ. And that's the spoken word, you know. Jesus making love to the church, His bride, whispering secrets to her. So you're hearing His voice. It's not just you're reading the Bible. It's not just you're reading the message. But you're hearing the whispering. Like it is written, Abraham had two sons. But when God was speaking to Abraham, He said, take your only son. To hear the God's voice, you know, there is something much more deeper in. There is a further revelation of the written scripture. And that is our inheritance. That is our right to approach God like that. You know, like it is written in Hebrews in the 5th chapter, I think the last verse, it's written that our senses are trained to recognize good and evil, you know. It's a training. So you are trained by God to recognize His voice every day. You can recognize God's voice, you know, and you are so trained that you don't need a preacher to tell you all the time what to do. Because the preacher, the main preacher is inside of you. It's the Holy Ghost. He's speaking to you. He's teaching you. You're learning from Him. And I took one example. You know, I heard a nice testimony. Actually, it's something really happened once I heard. So I will use it as an example. And you just apply it like you and the Bible, you and God's Word, okay? It's speaking about you and the Word of God. It's speaking about the close relationship you have with Jesus Christ. You understand? It's something it's so precious. You know, I was thinking about a few days ago when I was reading a scripture and it was speaking about a prophet who went to Israel and he was prophesying and the word of God told him not to come back the same way, you know. And God was speaking to him not to go back the same way. But then he was listening to another prophet who came. And he told him, yes, the angel came also to me. He told me I should invite you in my house and eat with me and have fellowship. You know, and the prophet failed to obey the word of God. But if he had such a close and a precious relationship, if he would keep it on such a precious place in his heart, he would never fail it, you know. So God wants to have a precious and close relationship with you. Amen. It's not just coming to church, you know. It's much more deeper. God loves you so much. He gave His only begotten Son for you. Think about it. He has paid a price. Why? To be a church member? To be a bench warmer or something like that? He wants more. He wants to speak with you. He wants to walk with you. He wants to talk with you. He wants to hear what you think about Him. He wants for you to open your heart to Him, you know. Don't expect that the preacher will do the thing. He expects from you to open yourself, you know. So I was thinking about that close relationship with God and to find an example. And it came to my mind. It happens, I heard from some brother in America maybe 100 or something years ago, I don't know when they still were using the Morse code to send messages. You know what Morse code is? Yeah? I was in military service, I learned these things. It does not. Somebody know the Morse code? Does somebody? Okay, yeah. So it happened that it was like a time of repression in America, and there was no job. And, you know, in one company, the manager, he wanted to employ a man who is faithful, who is, or he could rely on, you know, who is really faithful. You know all these guys on jobs, you know, when the manager is coming in, they are all busy, you know. When he's going out, they just seeking free time, you know, just easy, relax, and nothing to do, you know. But when the job is coming, they are very busy, you know. And the manager, he was sick, you know, seeing people coming to job, and just because he's there, they are working. And when he's not looking, they are not working, you know, they're doing their own job or something like that. And he was sick of it, so he wanted a real trustful man to employ, you know, to be a worker in the company. And that was a company which actually was sending messages by Morse code, you know. I don't know what it was actually, but they needed a trustful man who would have just the conscience, you know, like a real Christian, you know. Somebody God can have confidence in, you know, to give him the power to do things, you know, not just to destroy, but to build up, you know, to do good things for the kingdom, and to be not in church because the pastor is seeking him, but coming, you know, and worshiping Jesus Christ, have fellowship with the brothers and sisters, do some extra things. Nobody's asking him, but he's doing it because it's his nature, you know. He's not giving just the tithes, he's giving more, you know, because he knows there is a blessing inside. He's doing many, many things which are not written because God has written his own love into his heart, you know. So that was a man, that was kind of man this manager was seeking. And he made like a declaration that at certain time people can come to the company, he will give a job, he's offering a job, and who will be the best, he will get the job. And the answer will be immediately. So you don't need to wait, you know. So the people were interested, you know. Everybody who had these different categories of Morse codes, you know. You need to have a certain speed so you can even understand, you know, what's going on, you know. What kind of message is texted or something. And many skilled ones came and they were fulfilling the formulas, you know, to apply for this job. And the office was very busy, you know. The secretary was sitting there giving these formulas, and the manager was inside, and the door was closed, you know. Nobody's going in, but many people are applying, and they are waiting that the secretary will take all these documents, and she will give it to the manager to check out who is the best, you know. And one guy, he wanted so much the job. He knew that he's maybe not the best skilled guy in this, but he had a heart, you know. He wanted to have this job. And all the time, you know, you could hear in this company there is going this noise. So, you know, it drives you crazy if you don't like this, you know. But if you like it, you can be used. So this man is coming, and about 10 people are already there, and they're waiting, and he's not the first, so he does not know what kind of chances he has. So he's fulfilling the formula, you know, and he's waiting, he's in the row, he's sitting and waiting, and, you know, suddenly he's just listening and looking around. He sees maybe 10 or more people are in front. He cannot be the first one, but something strange is happening, you know. He's looking around. He's entering straight into the door of the manager. And the manager is looking at him, and the man is coming, said, "Boss, I'm taking the job." Everybody's looking at him. What's going on? He was not the first. He cannot enter in. They are complaining, you know, what do you want? And how can... And his manager is coming close to him, whispering something. And the man says, yes, I'm taking the job. It's mine. And the manager says, congratulations, the job is yours. Everybody's looking. What's going on here? Something's wrong. He shouldn't be the first one. At least they should check out us. And they were complaining. How could you give this man the job? We were first. Explain to us. We have a right of explanation. He said, he has a right to take the job. Because he's a trustful man. You are applying for a job where it is asked to know the Morse code and to do certain things. And this man is qualified. And they asked, how can you know that he is qualified better than we? And then he revealed the secret. He said, all the time you were sitting here, a message was going on and repeating. If you hear this message, enter to the door and take the job. The job is yours. And only this one man, he catch the message. Amen? So that is God speaking to his bride. All the time, there is a message going on. And only the bride can catch it. Many people are maybe better skilled than we to understand things, to do things. They are quicker, they are faster, they are, you know. But only the bride has a heart to hear the voice of God, to accept the message He is giving out about healing, about victory in your life, to have your family under the token, you know, to apply the token for your family, for your children, for everyone, for your job, for things you have need of. And you're just taking this message into your heart and nobody can understand. Amen. How can you have faith? But God is speaking to you. Amen. God is speaking to your heart. You have a right to take the job. Amen. To be the bride of Jesus Christ. Amen. Apply the faith. Amen. Can you understand? Amen. So the message is speaking to his bride. Amen. Many people are just sitting, you know, they try to listen, they try to understand, they expect God will answer, and all the time God is sending a message. But Abraham said, all the time pictures are going, you know, words are speaking out in the air, and only the bride can catch it, you know. And what will God speak to his bride? About shalom, about peace, about victory, about all good things, you know. He said, I know the things I have prepared for you in my mind. Things about good. Amen. And what he has in his mind, he puts into his bride, and the bride catches it, you know. Amen. So you don't see God as an enemy anymore. He loves you. He likes you. You are his precious one, you know. Amen. I cannot find the right words, but I hope you can understand how God is dealing with his bride. Amen. What he wants to do for her. Amen. The bride is a special people, you know. Amen. And they're coming because they have a promise. They have found a promise. You know, I cannot but when I hear the message, it touched me so much. Amen. I was thinking, oh God, this message is speaking so deep into my heart. It knows the secret of my heart. You know, I was amazed. The same message I gave to brothers and sisters in denominational churches where I was sitting with them. They were sitting beside me. I testified to them, read this, take this. I gave it to my pastor. And you know, I heard that I'm an eagle. Amen. Which can fly. Amen. And you know what they heard? They said, God said I'm a chicken. That's not possible that God is speaking to me like that. I just cannot utter, but I hear the voice of God. I am an eagle. I can fly. I can do things. So I was so happy. You know, the ability to hear God's voice, it's a gift from God. You cannot do for it. You hear it. Just you. Sometimes when we, especially a minister, you know, you read the Bible and then you see something. Sometimes you are so happy, you know, you want to share it. And you want to share with the congregation, especially as a pastor, if it's happy things. Sometimes you see bad things, you know, and you think, no, I cannot share it with the people because maybe they will be angry. But you see it. You cannot help yourself. You will speak. If there is sin, you will speak about sin. If there is unbelief, if there is some things, you know, you need to speak because you see. You cannot run away from things you are seeing or hearing from God. But at the end, it brings you so close to God that you understand that He is not just a God who is somewhere up far away from you. He is so close, not even beside, He is inside of you. Like we said the last meeting we had, when it pleased God to reveal His Son in me, that's the God who is living inside of you. You know, we don't pray to a God who is far away. We pray to a God who is in us. You know, we pray to a God who is living in us. You know, when people like the pagan nations they are worshiping in idolatry, they are bowing down to some idol, you know. But we are bowing down to a God who is in us. We are bowing down to a God who is living in us. If you take this stature of a perfect man, all these virtues, you know, and Brother Brian said it needs to be born into you. Amen. But when you recognize that God has put this into you, you're bowing to this. Amen. You're bowing to patience. You're bowing to all these things, to knowledge, to brotherly kindness. You cannot help yourself, you know. I told yesterday the quote. Moses, he couldn't help himself. He throwed himself in between, you know. That was just this brotherly love he had, you know. He could be angry. He could complain. He could say, yeah, they deserved it, you know. Yeah, make a bigger nation out of me. They burned them. But he throwed himself in between in the gap. That was a virtue inside of him. And he was bowing down to this virtue, you know. He was doing it willingly. So it needs to be born by a promise. If you take the message just by head knowledge, you will never have these virtues inside. It will be a burden for you, you know. All the time you need to forgive someone. You are sick of forgiving. But if it's born into you, a man cannot sin too much against you that you cannot forgive. So many things are totally different for the children of the promise, but the children of the flesh, they have trouble, they have limitations, you know. Amen. Their patience has limitations, their love has limitations, their friendship has limits, everything is limited. Amen. Because it's of man, it's of flesh. But when if it's from God, there's no limitations, you know. It lives inside of you. Amen. So it's not our crying, you know. Paul's prophets, they were crying, but there were no promise for this crying. They were cutting with knives and everything. Elijah was laughing at them because there were no promise. Amen. Without promise, you can cry, you can cut you with knives, you can do everything, you know. You can have emotions, but you will not receive any answer. Amen. But if there is a promise, you will have faith. Amen. And you don't need to cry aloud. Amen. God will hear your voice, you know. All right, so it's so a blessed thing to be part of the promised sons, you know. Her just ability to take part of the promises of God. If you just look in the Bible, just briefly, we'll just go to these places. When Tamar came to Jude, you know, she came to him because she had a promised seed. But Jude didn't want to give his son to her. He refused, you know. But you know, even if she was caught in adultery, even if she could be burned, but the record is given that she was more righteous than Jude. Why? Because she was approaching to a promise that was given to her, and somebody was standing in between. And she was even in the genealogy of Jesus Christ. So you can see there is power in the promise. If you come to because of a promise, if you take Ruth coming to Boaz, amen, she came because there was a promise of a kinsman redeemer. Amen. There was a blessing inside. Amen. You know, And Boaz, he recognized what kind of blessed woman this is, you know. If you take David, when he took Abigail, you know, and her husband was Nabal, you know, destruction was already on the way. But she came, and if you only see how she approached him, she was speaking to him according to the words of the prophet. He promised unto him. And she said, "It shall come to pass when the Lord shall have done to my Lord according to all the good that he had spoken concerning thee, and shall have appointed thee ruler over Israel." Amen. And she was speaking to him that this shall be no grief unto thee, no offense of heart, that thou shed blood causeless, or that my Lord has avenged himself. And she was speaking, you know. She was speaking, "My Lord, as the Lord liveth, as thy soul liveth." It's just so such a wonderful thing. I don't want to read everything, but when she finished all these things, David said, "Blessed be the Lord of God, which sent thee this day to me." Amen. God was sending her. Amen. And when God was sending her, he gave an inspiration. Amen. To show on a promise, you know. Amen. And God's grace came down. Amen. So if you expect of God's grace, you need to find the promise of God for this day. Amen. If you find the promise of God for this day, and I believe the message of the hour holds all the promises. Amen. Hidden. So you can receive something from God, you know. And Abigail, she became the wife of David, you know. So Christ is actually the seed which is granted the promise. And if you have Christ inside of yourself, then you get everything you need, you know. And I don't believe that anything else in this age could represent the promises of God than this message. Like this message, you know. Because of that, we love this message, you know. It's something special to us. I believe to you also. I like to look under the message and see such hidden things. And by faith, you know, sometimes you are waiting and God is doing some things in your life. And then you understand, that was this promise. But you have no pressure, you know. You have no trouble if you don't understand. Because God is revealing his own promise in his own time. So walking with God according to the promise, it takes faith, you know. Amen. You just forget about your feelings. You forget about your understanding. Amen. You just approach God because you see that he promised all these things to you. He promised love. He promised a rapture for you. Amen. You will go into the rapture. Amen. Not because you are reading Bible much more than others, you know. Amen. But you can see yourself. You can place yourself into the Bible, you know. You know, that's the trouble. If people cannot place themselves into the Bible, they will have trouble, you know. Because we are living in a time when it's not enough to place Brother Branham in the Bible. People are failing even to place him. They cannot see him in the Bible. They can see him as a prophet. But he was promised. And if you can't see the promise in the Bible, you cannot have a closer relationship with God. If you cannot see yourself in the Bible, Amen. You cannot have a close relationship with God. But God wants to help you, you know. Amen. He loves you so much, you know. I really so touched by many things God has done in my life. Sometimes I just feeling like Peter, you know. I could say, "God, Lord, just I was so sinful. I was so in sins, and you came by my way." Amen. What kind of grace? Amen. How deserved I to receive such a blessing? Amen. But you know, if you recognize the choosing God is doing, if you recognize yourself, you know, sometimes even my wife, she's asking me, "Why did you choose me?" I said to her, "I saw the seed of God inside of your heart. God was revealing me what is in your heart." Yeah, maybe there are some other sisters. Okay, I thought the at that time that's the most beautiful sister, you know. Somebody could say, "You didn't see well." Okay, now I'm wearing glasses, you know. But anyhow, she's still She's still the most beautiful thing I know. Because I saw this character, you know. She loves the Word of God. She loves to be in relationship with God. She loves His presence. Sometimes she's coming to me and she said, look what I have found in the Bible. Look what Brother Abraham said. Look, is this the promise of God for this and that? You know, I don't even need to have a perfect understanding of all these things. But I'm so happy that God gave me a wife which loves the Word of God, which loves this message. And we can have fellowship about so many things. And I'm so happy that God has blessed us, you know. I'm glad God is doing great things in your life also. And I really would like to have fellowship with you more. And I know the time is short and maybe we will have just a few moments and opportunity to be together. But I would like for you that you should know that there are people who like the who loves the Lord the same in Serbia like you here, you know. And just pray for us, you know, to fight the good fight of faith, you know. Amen. And just share these good things to the people. Because people, they really need the Lord Jesus, you know. They don't need a good doctrine. They need the person. Amen. They need a Jesus who loves them. Amen. Sometimes we are approaching people with great and deep spiritual things. And we fail to say them at the beginning that Jesus loves them. I want to say you, Jesus loves you very much. You are so precious to Him. He cannot find no fault in you, you know. And that's something we cannot understand, you know. But it's just God's grace. And I believe that when God revealed you this promise, that you will feel better, you know. You will walk different. It's a promise of God. If you have this hope in Him, you are so clean like Him. You are cleansing yourself like He is clean. So that's a promise of God. If you have the hope God has given into the Scripture for us. So many things, you know, when I see you, I know I have maybe one, two service, three services. I would pour out everything, but, you know, I cannot do it. But I love you very much. I want to thank you for your patience and everything. You know, I'm always amazed how people can sit and listen to me, you know. Oh my, that's something, you know. When I first heard my own voice, I was shocked. When I was a small boy, you know, my daddy, he used to have a tape recorder and was sending some tapes to his friend to Australia. I was living in Germany. He said, come on, son, just say some greetings to my friend Mickey in Australia. I didn't like it, but okay, I will say some things. And then he rewinded it back, you know, and he put it on play. When I heard my voice, I said, who is that? That's terrible. That's me. Yeah, sometimes, you know, I was thinking, how could God use such a voice? It took a lot of faith from me, you know, to have faith that God would use me, you know, for something good. But I'm so glad that He gave me that faith, you know, that God will use me sometimes, you know. But I'm just a simple brother who has met the grace of God, you know. And I'm so happy that I can feel this like kind faith and love between you and your fellowship. And when you talk about your experience, I see that's the same spirit, that's the same love, that's the same faith. And I'm happy to be the bride of Christ, you know. It's such a blessing for me. And I can see the blessings and the promises of God, and I'm so happy, you know. The bride, she will go away and nobody will recognize it, you know. So I can understand that, you know. I can understand that. Thank you very much for your patience. We can stand up and just have a word of prayer, and Brother Andrew will take the service. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we are so thankful that we can have fellowship. We can just have part on these promises you have given. And we can see how the bride is a special group of people. They can hear your voice. They can talk with you. They can answer. They can deal. They can act upon this voice and nobody understands. But there is a special anointing going upon the bride which can hear the voice of God. And I'm so thankful, Lord, that we are part of this bride. Maybe nobody's interested to be into this church outside of the world, but we can see a precious anointing. I believe that our brother Andrew has a special anointing and he's a blessing to his church. I pray that you will bless him even more and that he will know how to preach the word in wisdom, that the people will like this word of life, this tree of life, and they will take it as a precious relationship. They have it. I pray for a blessing for this congregation and thank you for providing, Lord, and thank you for allowing me to be here with your bride here in Ireland. I thank you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Just ask the musicians to come. Let's sing that song, Every Promise in the Book is Mine.
Amen.
Now, I once heard Brother Vin say something, and I so appreciate it. And it's very much what Brother Jan was saying today. You know, Brother Vin said, he says, people are really seeking for God. You know, people do. They struggle. They seek for God. They try this. They try that. They're expecting this emotion, this feeling. He says, but you know, when God speaks to you, God cannot be closer than that. If you think of that. If God is having communion with you, like when we were sitting there, just sitting in the chair tonight, and the word is going forth, and the Spirit of God is speaking through his word, and inside of your soul, you're receiving from God. How much closer do you want God to be to you? You know, we're wanting some feeling, some sensation. Those are good things. There's nothing wrong with those things, but sometimes recognize the grace of God. Now, for God to condescend, for God to come, like the brother was saying, to speak to you, just continually. And whenever you just get yourself in tune, he continues to speak to you, continues to encourage you, continues to instruct you, to guide you, to lead you. You open the message, you take the spoken words, you read, and God speaks to you through that. You take the scripture, you get yourself quiet before the Lord. That becomes life. It puts strength inside of you. You know, you start to understand what you need to do, where you went wrong, what needs to be done. Friends, that is absolutely the grace of God. Because there's a world out there and they don't have that grace. But God speaks to his bride. And whenever you're ready to listen, God is more than willing to speak. You know, and I really appreciated that message tonight. It was really, really wonderful stuff. And I really appreciated that. It's like the Lord speaks sometimes just in that way that the world doesn't expect God to speak. God just comes so simple, just so humble, but it's so real. And it's God speaking to his people, you know, and that's all that we need. We just need God to speak to us and just to yield, like the brother was saying. The capacity, the potential is in you. Just submit yourself. The virtue is there. The forgiveness is there. The patience is there. You know, just let God anoint you and just submit yourself and just let everything which is ordained for you to flow forth. Just don't let anything come between you and the promise. If there's something there, let's get it out the way. And let God's promises unfold themselves in each of our lives. Let's sing that song. We really do appreciate the word tonight in Jesus' name.
Every promise
in the book is mine. Every chapter,
every verse, and every line.
I am trusting in his love divine. Every promise in the book is mine.
If it's sickness you feel,
every sickness that you feel,
and your body is not well, remember he is the great physician, and in him all life dwells. Cast your cares on Jesus and you'll find you'll soon be whole. Believe his word and prophesy all his mouth.
Every promise
in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, and every line.
promise in the book is mine.
You might ask him for the salvation of one of your close relations, one you truly love. He's caught up far away. Look unto the Lord and by faith stake your claim. Trust in God and call upon His name. Every promise in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, and every line, I am trusting in His love, divine. Every promise in the book is mine. Oh, you might find you've lost the passion, maybe because of your reaction. Life isn't that fair, and does He really care? Look unto the Lord, and you'll find He's always there. Believe His word and trust our God, He cares. Every promise in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, and every line,
I am
trusting in His love divine. Every promise in the book is mine.
You know what Satan always wants to bring in the way of the promise? He wants to bring guilty conscience. He wants to point you to this, that, and the other. I think you just need a fresh revelation of what it is to be justified. Let's sing that song once again. I'm justified. I never did it in the first place. I'm justified.
I was sitting alone and wondering about what I'm supposed to do. Can't deny the times I've made mistakes. I can't hide from Him in you. But I knew that deep within my soul I felt sorry.
Honest I do.
So I just cried and said, forgive me, Lord.
Forgive me again, will you?
Oh, justified. I'm justified.
You have not done it
in the first place. I'm justified, hallelujah,
justified.
You have not done it
in the first place. You're justified.
So often I'm discouraged when I find the times are small. 'Cause you promised I'll be victorious when I knew I'm not at all. And I heard an eagle scream, His voice quickened my soul. He said, you've not done it
in the first place. You're justified.
Hallelujah.
Justified.
Oh,
justified. You have not done it in the first place. You're justified.
Oh, justified.
Justified.
Hallelujah.
Justified. You have not done it in the first place. You're justified.
Oh, He looked at your perfect picture without spot or wrinkle. He didn't look at you where you are now. He looked from eternity. He said, you're just trapped in that body.
You bypassed your theophany.
You have not done it
in the first place. You're justified.
Oh, hallelujah. Oh, justified.
Justified.
You have not done it
in the first place you justified. 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 You have not done it in the first place you justified.
Oh, justified.
Justified.
Oh,
justified. You have not done it in the first place you justify. 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 You have not done it in the first place you justify.
Saints, let's come to a time of prayer once again this evening. Now they say, and it's true, the prophet says, before God gets the blessing to his people, he first gets them to praying. You know, because prayer, we know, is always the forerunner of God's mercy, of his goodness, of the promises. Because the prophet says the devil, he wants to sit on you. He wants to hold you down from rising up to the promises of God. He says, and that's what the preaching of the word does. It comes to cast out those evil spirits. It comes to break that bondage of the enemy that he's trying to do. And then you start to see things different. Because God, through the preaching of the word, is lifting from you that veil, that oppression, that something which is trying to keep you from the promise. So why not this evening, now that you've had the wonderful preaching of the word, we've had worship, why not press in now and claim the victory? While you've got that sense in your soul that all things are possible. While there's a reality, you're feeling different about it now. You can see things differently, spiritually speaking. Maybe you came here so weighed down by your sin and guilt, but now you can see that Jesus loves you and there's a hope that's dawning inside of you. Don't stop there. Why don't you press in now? Why don't you call upon his name? Why don't you come unto the throne of grace and pour out your soul before him? Why don't you speak to him and pour your confess your sins in the presence of the blood? Why don't you just go deeper and deeper? Until the devil's so far behind that he doesn't bother you in those things anymore. Let's take advantage this evening, says. Let's just sing that chorus, Justified, once again. Then let's come to a time of prayer. Let's really seek the face of God. Let's pray for the people who didn't manage to come this evening. Let's pray that the Lord will just open up every way. And that tomorrow we'll gather and rejoice in his presence for his glory. Let's sing that chorus and let's come to a time of prayer.
Justified. Justified. You have not done it in the first place. You're justified.
Oh,
justified. Justified. You have not done it in the first place. You're justified.
Oh, justified.
Justified.
Oh, hallelujah.
Justified. You have not done it in the first place. You're justified. Justified.
Hallelujah.
Justified. You have not done it in the first place. You're justified.
Father, we do once again thank you, Lord, upon this evening that you've given unto us, Lord, as your people. The grace, Lord, to hear your voice. And Father, all we desire to do upon this evening, Lord, is to submit ourselves unto thee, to give ourselves over unto thee. Father, all we desire to do is to come unto thee, to submit ourselves, Lord. Father, not to heed, not to hearken unto the voice of the enemy, Lord, not to give occasion, neither opportunity, Lord, unto his voice to speak unto us. Lord Jesus, continue to lead us and guide us and help us, Lord, that Father, your will may be done and that you may be glorified indeed, Lord, is my petition and my prayer. As I want to give it all up unto thee, to wait upon thee, Lord, to submit it all up unto thee, to give all things to thee, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. So let's sing one more song. Let's sing that song, Kumbaya, my Lord. Somebody's crying. Somebody's praying, Lord. And if there's anybody who desires prayer, would you mind, Brother Jan, if somebody wants prayer? Anybody who wants prayer, if you feel you really want to pray with somebody, maybe there's something holding you down, something oppressing you, something trying to keep you back. Maybe there's temptation, whatever it is. The Bible says the fervent, effectual prayer of a righteous man It's a powerful thing. It achieves much. So if you want to come forward in the presence of the Lord by His grace, please feel free as we sing this song.
Someone's singing, Lord, Kumbaya.
Someone's singing, Lord, Kumbaya.
Oh,
someone's singing, Lord, Kumbaya.
Oh, Lord, Kumbaya, 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 my Lord. Kumbaya, Kumbaya, my Lord. Oh, Kumbaya, my Lord. Kumbaya, oh, Lord, Kumbaya. Someone's praying, Lord. Someone's praying, Lord.
Kumbaya.
Someone's praying, Lord. Someone's praying. Lord, Kumbaya. Someone's praying, Lord. Oh, oh, Lord, Kumbaya, 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 my Lord.
Kumbaya.
Oh, Kumbaya. Someone's needy, Lord. Someone's needy, Lord. Someone's needy, Lord. Needy, Lord. Kumbaya. Someone's needy, Lord. Kumbaya. Oh, oh, Lord. Kumbaya. Kumbaya, my Lord, Kumbaya, 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 my Lord, Kumbaya, oh, Kumbaya, my Lord, Kumbaya, oh, Lord. Someone's crying, Lord, someone's crying, Lord, Kumbaya. Crying, Lord, Kumbaya. Oh, someone's crying, Lord, Kumbaya. Kumbaya, oh, Lord, Kumbaya. Someone's crying, Kumbaya, my Lord, Kumbaya. Kumbaya, my Lord, Kumbaya. Oh, Kumbaya, my Lord, Kumbaya. Oh, oh, Lord, Kumbaya. Oh, someone's praying, Lord, Kumbaya. Someone's praying, Lord. Someone's praying, Lord, Kumbaya. Someone's praying, Lord, someone's praying, Lord, Kumbaya, oh, oh, Lord, Kumbaya, 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 my Lord, Kumbaya, 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 my Lord, Kumbaya, oh, Kumbaya, my Lord. Kumbaya, oh Lord, Kumbaya, oh, someone's happy, Lord, Kumbaya, someone's happy, Lord, someone's happy, Lord, Kumbaya, oh, someone's happy, Lord, Kumbaya. Kumbaya, Kumbaya, my Lord, Kumbaya, 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 my Lord.
Ask Brother Francois to come and dismiss us in prayer. Looking forward to meeting you in his house tomorrow. We do thank the Lord for this night. We thank the Lord for his grace. May the Lord continue to build from there in the new day. May the Lord grant us traveling mercies.
Father, once again, tonight we come to thank you, to know thy promise never fell and never lose its power. It's always really in each of us' life, Father. If we can read the Bible and see how the prophet says that you are bound with thy word and you never let your word fall down, even the earth and the heaven will pass away, but your word remain eternal, Father. And we are resting upon the promise that you have made, Father. And you says this promise is unto thee and to those that we believe in thy word, Father. When you say to thy disciple, Father, and we were included in that, Father. As much as our brother says, Father, when you prayed for us, Father, that was the greatest prayer that one another can pray, Father. There's no more greater than that, Father. And we are resting upon that. And yourself, on the day of your flesh, you say at the cross that everything is finished, Father. And you have provided to all our needs. And we are depending on that. And we're just making a claim tonight. Amen. That all the promise that belong to us, we want it to be really inside of our life, Father. Amen. The word was preached, Father. The word was spoken, Father. And we believe to see the manifestation of thy word in our life, Father. Because this word was predestinated for us, for nobody else, but a little flock like us, Father. Our hearts are rejoiced, Father, Hallelujah. To know that you're still mindful of us, Father. Even when we are down low in the valley, but you come with thy word to lift up us up, Father. We thank you for that, Father. And we ask you that you shall anoint mightily the vessel that you have used tonight, yes, to speak thy word, that tomorrow morning when we come here, something new shall be spoken. And that thing will deliver us from all the work of the enemy. Because the Bible says you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free, Father. Amen. And we have heard the truth tonight about thy promise, yes, in each of us' life, Father. And how thy promise was faithful, Father. And some great revelation, Father, that you say to Abraham, thy only begotten son Isaac, Amen. Father. Amen. Father, we see that only the Spirit that can produce it, Father. And you make it clear in the life of Abraham, Father. There's nothing too difficult unto thee, Father. Father, everything is possible, Father. That you can change it, no matter what it is. You were able to change the heart of Pharaoh, Father. That he could be able to make the Hebrew children free. What else, Father? And you were able to open the Red Sea. And they cross the sea with dry legs, Father. Amen. And use the same God that we worship tonight. All our problem, all our situation, all our request, when you are there, always a solution, Father. And we know when Lazarus was there in the tomb 4 days, when you came, something good happened, Father. Amen. And we believe that tonight, when we're leaving this place, we never depart the same way we come. Amen. Something permanent has happened to our life, Father. Help us to be what you want us to be, Father. Amen. Let not us manufacture something, because you already provide everything that we need, Father. Yes. We just abandon ourselves. We surrender everything at thy hand, that you will take control of all the requests, Father. You know even the number of the hair in our head, and you know also our unspoken requests, Father. Sometimes they are heavy to be mentioned before the people, but you know them before even we come to this place. That's why we ask you that you should provide to all our need, that you shall minister deep inside of our heart, that something special shall happen, Father. Amen. Our brethren who didn't come here tonight, you know the reason. Yes. Some are weak in the spirit, Father. Amen. that you shall help them, Father. Because thy words are life and spirit, Father. That you shall send the healing of the soul. That you shall touch their heart, Father. That they shall feel comfortable in thy house, Father. Then when we meet tomorrow here, Father, we shall give glory and honor unto thee. That the Lord has spoken to us, Father, because we don't come here to meet with one another. As the pastor, as the brother preached, Father, we don't come here to make one man happy, but we come here to make you happy, Father. Because this is the place where you want us to be, Father. We ask you that your Holy Spirit shall minister deeper to us where the brother were not able to minister. Because the Holy Spirit is the master teacher. He can teach better than each of us, Father. That's why we unburden ourselves, we unburden the congregation, our journey back home at thy hand, Father. That when we depart from this place, the enemy always try to walk a different way. But we take away all the spirit of accident. Yes. Anything that enemy could bring in our way, Father. That you shall take control of everything. That the angel of the Lord that always went before thy people shall go before us, Father. Amen. That where enemy has digged things for us, that himself shall fall thereon, Father. Amen. We ask you, Father, that you shall bless us and shall depart with us from this place. In the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. God bless it.
The blood that Jesus shed for me way back on Calvary. Oh, the blood that gives me strength from day to day, it shall never lose its power, and it reaches to the highest mountain, and it flows to the low propitious valleys. Oh, the blood that gives me strength. Day to day it shall never lose. Oh, and it reaches, and it reaches to the highest. Oh, and it flows to the lowest valleys. Oh, the blood that gives me strength. From day to day, it shall never lose its power. Oh, it soothes my doubts, calms my fears, and it dries all my tears. Oh, the blood that gives me strength. Oh, from day to day, it shall never lose its power. And it reaches to the highest, for the highest mountain. And it flows to the lowest valleys. Oh, the blood that gives me strength. Oh, from day to day, it shall never lose its power.